I'll tell a little story which will help you appreciate the importance of cultivating good habits, skills and character in your life. Once upon a time, there were three merchants walking on a Amavasya night, dark night, in a desert. And there was Akashavani, a voice from the sky, which said, "Oh merchants, listen to me attentively. Pick up the stones, as many as you can. And when the sun rises in the east tomorrow, you'll be glad and you'll be sad, both." And it was like a riddle for them. They thought, "We are already travelers. We have our luggages, bags and everything. Where is time for us to pick up the stones? And it'll unnecessarily add weight to our luggage. But since the voice from an angel has come from the sky, let us pick it up, no problem." So they all had bags in which they picked up a few stones. Next day when the sun rose in the east in the morning, they were very curious to find out why we were told to pick up the stones. So when they opened the bags, they found it was not ordinary stone, it was all diamonds, gold and silver and diamonds. And then as soon as they saw, wow, they were looking at each other and smiled, they said, "This is going to be worth crores of rupees for each of us." And they immediately became sad also. Why? "We wish we picked up much more than this. We were carrying in our luggage, clothes and, several other things we were carrying. We would have thrown all that away and filled them all up with this. How foolish we were. We were hesitant to pick up because the voice said, once you pick up in the night, that's it. You cannot go back to those places again." So, they also were glad and they were sad, both. So, in the same manner, all of you children in your lives, this is the age for you to pick up good habits, skills and character and values in your life, which are like gold and silver and diamond and such kinds of valuable things in your life. And if you do, when you grow older, when you become a grown-up man or a woman, you will look back and say, "Wow, I picked up those good habits and values and character in my Bhagavad Gita classes, Mahabharata classes, Ramayana classes. I participated in the painting competition or I participated in shloka recitation competition. From those days, I started getting connected to the devotees of Krishna and I picked up all these things. I am so fortunate. I wish I even picked up more." Like that you will all think. So, I will tell you 10 benefits of connecting with Krishna's devotees and cultivating values and skills and character in your life. I'll tell you 10 benefits. Think about these benefits when you go home. First one, let us talk about the Vedic heritage. Why is it at all special? You see, in America, there's a Stanford University. They conducted a research. Suddenly, they recognized that our management schools in America, and they have been focusing on techniques and tools, but not on values and character and ethics. Although we are studying, we are teaching them so many techniques and tools, we are not able to turn out good quality youth from our colleges. They are not very successful. Many of them fail in team playing. Many of them fail in their character and in their integrity. So they wanted to study Japan. At that time, Japan was booming. They found in Japan that the Japanese are really successful because they give a lot of importance to qualities like truthfulness, honesty, loyalty, family culture, integrity and such kinds of things. So then they adopted the same model in teaching in the business schools in America also. But later they found India is even more better. What makes India so special? They said in India, there are many children who join the Gurukula and they serve their Guru very faithfully. You all may be knowing Aruni. He was told by Guru to block the water in the field. And Aruni saw that the mud is again and again falling away. So he lied down himself put his body there and blocked the water from flowing further. Later on, Guru came in the night with all of the disciples and saw the situation of the small boy, Aruni. And Guru cried tears. He said, "My dear child, for my sake you have, you know, laid down your body on a chill water." Huh? So, in this way, in India, Gurukul, in Gurukulas, Brahmacharis and students, they dedicate their whole life. Practically, they live in the ashram of Guru 50, 60, 80 years like that, not taking a single penny salary. And they very faithfully serve the Guru with a heart and with love and inspiration they serve. So, American industries wanted to know, how do they do that? So, then they found behind the hand, there is skill. And behind the head, there is creativity and innovation. And behind the heart, there is inspiration. So, in America, there was only skill to make money. In Japan, there was creativity of the head, because they not only bring the hands together, they bring the heads together. Whereas in India, they bring the hearts together. So, they wanted to learn from India how to inspire the subordinates in the companies. How to inspire the people in such a way, because once you are inspired, you know, people become self-motivated. Just like if I want to bring ants in this room from everywhere, I can take a machine gun and go around, I can shoot, but the ants won't come here. But if I put some sugar cubes here, all the ants will come running, because that's inspiration is like that. So, you are all getting opportunity to learn about Mahabharata, Ramayana, and Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. I can tell you, this will, you know, make your heart very fertile and golden with amazing qualities. So, by those qualities, you will be inspired in your life, in every work that you do. Secondly, the Vedic heritage lays foundation. And the foundation is very important. Like when you go to somebody's home, they are not going to dig the house and show you the foundation. You know, here is our foundation. No. Foundation may not be seen with your eyes, but the foundation is actually the most essential thing before you build a house. You all may be aware that when you build a house, you dig the ground first and make the foundation. And then if the foundation is made on a rock, then the house can stand tall. You can make a skyscraper building also. But if there is no foundation, just take the Leaning Tower of Pisa, you know, the whole building will collapse. Is it not true, without a foundation? And what is foundation? Foundation is this, laying down the foundation of, you know, good habits and character and skills, as I told you before. And the knowledge of the Mahabharata, Ramayana, this will teach you foundational qualities. And I'll tell you what are they. The Vedic heritage lays foundation in self-discipline. That's the very first thing we all have to learn. And what is that self-discipline? Say, when you go to your garden, do you like a garden which is trimmed very nicely and neat and tidy? Or do you like a garden where the plants are growing unevenly here and there in all directions? So, if we all don't restrain our bad habits, then we will grow unevenly in our life and uncontrollably. On the other hand, if you are like trimmed grass, bad habits are trimmed in the beginning only, nipped in the bud, then it look like your life will be like a garden of roses. And it will be very nicely leveled, very beautiful it will be. And in the same manner, you will see, you want to send a kite up in the sky. You know, you don't just take the kite and throw it. You have to have a spool which gradually you release in a regulated way. That means some control is required for the thread. Only then the kite will go up. In a gas cylinder in your mother's kitchen, you will see that's the regulator which restricts the gas. If no regulator, there will be an explosion and accident. In a dam, there is one barrier here, one barrier here, one barrier here. Then the water becomes energetic and powerful. Similarly, your parents and teachers and God, when they restrict you from doing anything bad in your life, then you really get energy by conserving your energy, by your good habits and ethics and morals and values and spirituality. Then you gain energy and momentum very powerfully. Pandavas were very virtuous. That's why in Bhagavad Gita, Dhananjaya told the verse about Krishna and Arjuna. Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna Yatra Partho Dhanurdharaha Tatra Shrir Vijayo Bhutir Dhruvani Tirma Tirmama. He said, wherever there is Krishna, the supreme master of all mystics, wherever there is Arjuna, the supreme archer, He said there are four things. There is extraordinary power, there is victory, there is morality, and all opulences. And these things are there where Krishna and Arjuna are there. Krishna is Lord, Arjuna is devotee. So therefore we need self-discipline in our life. We need self-discipline to, you know, sleep early and rise early, eat moderately, and play moderately. So we all need self-discipline. For example, one example of self-discipline I will tell you is, we say in Hindi, jiyo jine do, live and let live. Correct, no? Like for example, Yudhishthira Maharaj made the whole world very happy. In his kingdom, the cows' udders were full of milk, and the trees were full of fruits, and the gardens were full of flowers, the river was full of water, the clouds were pouring down rains appropriately, and all the people were cheerful in the society, and the ocean was giving Navaratnas, and everybody was peaceful and happy. The children were obedient to their parents, grateful to their parents, the women were chaste, husbands were protective. Very beautiful kingdom it was. But on the other hand, see Hitler, he was a dictator. He wanted to live, but he didn't allow the Jews to let live. He didn't let them live. He was torturing them. Practically 10 million Jews, he gassed them to death. Such a cruel act, you see. No compassion at all. So if you study the scriptures, they will teach us how to bring the angel out of us and not bring the animal out of us. In this world, there are always these two propensities in everybody. Like a good dog, bad dog, we say. Or we say angel or an animal, isn't it? So, angel means Daivi Sampad. Animal means Asuri Sampad, you see. So, therefore, we have to learn to live responsible lives. What is the meaning of responsible and cheerful? For example, you have to go to school to study. It may be painful, but still you do that. You have to come back and do the homework. Painful, still you do that. You have to be responsible, committed, and cheerful also. Therefore, I told you cheerful. Whether you like or not, if this is the right thing to do, you have to do it. Your mind may tell you that, you know, I want to play all day. Or I want to watch TV all day. I want to play video games all day. No. One has to keep it aside and do one's studies. And one has to do the responsibilities, duties. Therefore, we should be responsible and cheerful. How can we do that? Especially when you are trained in good habits, then you can do that. You know that if I don't study well now, I won't get a good job and I won't get a good salary. My future will be very bleak. So, in the same manner, whether material life or spiritual life, we all have to commit ourselves. So, in this way, we can become responsible. And not only that, in our behavior, you learn good behavior. You know, there was one Louis Pasteur. He made one penicillin drug, life-saving drug. On the other hand, there are other atheistic scientists who created a bomb, you know, to drop in Hiroshima, Nagasaki and kill so many people. See, both are scientists. One scientist is creating a life-saving drug. Another one is creating a bomb. So one is acting like an animal. One is acting like an angel. Because one who is acting like an angel, he has values, morals and ethics and character. And the other one does not have it. So therefore, I'm telling you, when you all grow and become big scientists or scholars or engineers or doctors or chartered accountants, if you have values, you can bring the angel out of you. And also, in difficult situations, how do we live? In America, there was one Indian called Rajaraman. When the recession happened in America, the economic situation came down, crashing down. So this fellow was a multi-millionaire. He became a middle-class man and he couldn't take it. When he returned home, you know, the neighbors found that the house is locked for 1 week. Then they reported to police and police found this fellow had shot his wife and shot his three sons and daughters, and he shot himself also because he thought, in society, what will people think of me? You know, people will ridicule me, or all my wealth is gone now. He couldn't take it. Because when people face difficult situations, even students also, when they face academic pressures, they jump off from a building and can commit suicide, you see. Even rich students also, coming from good families. So, in order for us to be able to withstand the pressure, like we say, no, we should not jump like a monkey when you succeed. And we also need to cultivate the courage to face failures in life. Because every time we may not get success, sometimes we get failure too. So we need to therefore learn from the Pandavas. You know, Pandavas were five of them. Bhima was fed with poison, but his life was later on saved by Krishna. Draupadi was insulted in the public assembly by disrobing of her clothes, and Krishna gave her unlimited sari. And the Pandavas were sent to Varanava at Lakshagraha, where attempt was made to burn them alive, and they were saved by Krishna. They were driven to forest for almost a dozen years. And when they returned back, the kingdom was not given to them. In all the situations, Pandavas didn't commit suicide, because they could face the difficulties because they were devotees of Krishna. So we should learn this lesson from them. Let us also become Krishna's devotee, Rama's devotee, and develop a strong-willed heart by which we can tolerate difficult situations and go on in life remembering the Lord in our heart. Like Prahlad was tortured by his demoniac father so badly, but Prahlad never committed suicide. He survived. In fact, his demoniac father, Hiranyakashipu, he died at the hands of Lord Narasimha, and Prahlad survived. That's because all these devotees have a great willpower in the heart by dint of the devotion to Krishna. And in the same manner, when we all get success in our life, now, how do we take it? Like, you know, people become very proud when they get success. We should never forget the fact that, you know, whatever success I am getting, it's all due to Krishna's grace, Lord's grace. You see, Einstein, for example, was a genius of the century, but he was always humble. He gave the credit to God. He has made many statements. If you go to the internet, you will find what Einstein says about God. There are several articles. He said that when I meet God, I will ask him, how did he create this universe? God has amazing intelligence, says Einstein. So that Einstein also got the brain to do great things. How? Who gave him the brain? God gave him the brain. Similarly, you have brain also. God, who gave you? We didn't create it. So because God is giving us a brain, we have to be thankful to him. One lady was wearing a big nose ring, and going in front of her friends and showing off like this. And all friends asked her, we agree that you are wearing a beautiful nose ring, my dear friend. But tell us, you know, where is this nose ring from? She said, my husband got it from America. She was telling. So one great poet wrote a poem. He says, oh lady, your husband got a natni for you. So you are very proudly showing it to everybody. And you are thinking that my husband got this natni. But why didn't you glorify the person who gave you the nose? Which is God. God gave you the nose, husband gave you nose ring. You are remembering husband, but you are not remembering the person who gave you the nose. So, when we get success also, we should remember the Lord who has given us the hands, legs, eyes, ears, brain, everything he has given us. And when we do that, then we can harmony, we can live in harmonize, we can harmonize our lives with nature and God. Nature is mother, nature is giving you fruits and flowers and, you know, air and water and everything. Krishna says, Aham Bija Pradha Pita. He is the father of all living beings. So, harmonizing with nature means what? Not throwing dirty things in the environment. Not putting pollution in the environment. You are all small children now. When you grow up, you may become industry owners or CEOs. At that time, you know, it depends on whether you are a devotee of God or not. If you are a devotee of Lord, you will see Vasudhayeva Kutumbakam. The whole globe is one family. And you will not want to throw effluents and polluting gases and polluting acids into the rivers, because the cows will drink them and die. So therefore we have to cultivate values and character right now when we are young. So we have to harmonize our lives with nature and God. How do you harmonize your life with God? Study Bhagavad Gita and know what is right, what is wrong. Do what is right. Avoid what is wrong. Follow virtue. Avoid vices, like that. And then finally, last one, you'll be loved by all. You'll be loved by all, everybody. One time, Yudhishthira Maharaj and Duryodhana were called by Dronacharya, and he said, my dear great souls, both of you go out. And he told Duryodhana, find out someone better than you. Yudhishthira, find out somebody inferior to you. They both went out. And evening they came back. And then Duryodhana said, I couldn't find anyone better than me. Everybody has some flaw, but I find myself the best hero in the whole world, he said. And Yudhishthira Maharaj said, since morning I am searching for somebody inferior to me, but everybody has some good qualities. I found them all very nice and for me to learn some good things from. I am sorry, Guruji, I couldn't find anybody inferior, he said. And Dronacharya laughed and said, sister, you couldn't find somebody inferior to you? Here is Duryodhana. He is inferior to you. Duryodhana, you couldn't find anyone better? Here is Yudhishthira. He is better than you. He said. So in this way, Yudhishthira was loved by all. And Duryodhana, nobody liked him because he did many, many blunders. Blunder after blunder. Insulting Draupadi in the public. Making assassination attempts on Pandavas and so many things. And not ready to spare even 5 villages to Pandavas. So you will find, do you want to be loved by all? Or you want to be hated by all? It depends on your character. So I told you 10 things just now, and I have put it in the form of a sentence, which I will tell you now and conclude my talk. Vedic heritage lays foundation. I told you foundation of a building. Character is a foundation. Because if wealth is lost, it can be regained or restored. If health is lost, it can be regained. But character is lost, everything is lost, as I said. So therefore, we need a foundation of character. So Vedic heritage lays foundation in self-discipline for live and let live, responsible and behavior. Like for example, responsible behavior means, you know, what do you do as a student? Do you go to the supermarket or shopping mall? And there are so many children who waste the money in buying so many gadgets and or they go to, eventually when they grow into youth, they go to parties, they go to movies, they go to clubs, they squander all the wealth of the parents, isn't it? And they live behavior irresponsibly. Or if you are an intelligent student, what you will do? You will draw the line between what is necessity, what is luxury, what is need, what is want. Then you are responsible. So, live and let live and responsible behavior in difficult situations, bringing success and harmony and loved by all. I'll tell you again. Vedic heritage lays foundation in self-discipline for live and let live and responsible behavior in difficult situations, bringing success and harmony, loved by all. So, in this way, I told you 10 benefits of spiritual life and value-based life. And if you come for weekly programs and connect with Krishna's devotees in our ISKCON temples, you will get a lot of support in building your personality very nicely. And you can be happy in this world. And when you complete your term in this world, you can go back to Godhead. Thank you. Hare Krishna.